call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. But you say no, you've got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Thinking. And if a Bella looks at you, it will show your little eye will be awakened. I get confused, cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Welcome everyone to Friday Traffic Jams. This is your girl Lennis. How you doing today, huh? How's everybody doing? Welcome from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. I hope that your week wasn't too stressful and you're ready to relax and kick up your heels. Okay, I'm so glad that you're joining me. Tonight is a special Happy Halloween. It's Halloween music show for all ages, okay? Some oldies, goodies. You're just going to really enjoy the kids, too. So this is a special show tonight, and I am going to repeat it on the 31st of Halloween. Okay, so it's a Halloween music show, and I would say, this is just my suggestion, that on Halloween, tune in. It'll be in the archives. You can either go on the website, and our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net, and go to the radio shows and scroll down, and you just, just click on Halloween music show, and you can listen to it while your party's going on. How about that, huh? Even on your phone. If you don't want to do it on your computer or laptop, you can even do it on the phone, but, you know, you can listen to the show. Okay, what else? Well, I don't have any announcements at this time. So you know what? Let's get this party started, y'all. All right. And thank you again for joining and supporting this show. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Thank you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that
I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah, a rubber duck just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And then a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? It was a fishing and a splashing, feeling with the feeling. I saw the whole gang dancing on my living room floor. Yeah, flip flop, they were doing the pop. All the teens had the dancing bug. There was a lollipop with a Peggy Sue. Golly, Miss Molly wasn't even there too. Oh, well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a rolling, feeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving. Pushing and a flashing, hey, yeah. Yes, I was a fishing and a flashing. I was a rolling and a rolling. Yeah, I was a moving and a grooving. Woo, we was a reeling with the feeling. Oh, we was a rolling and a rolling. With the moon and a
You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a black banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a wild one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote: stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful thoughts. Your heart's a dead tomato splot with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nose. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
I can't cool down. You got me spinning. old cowboy was riding out one dark and windy day. Up on the ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky and up a cloud of draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, their hot breath he could feel. He bowed a few and threw him as he thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard a mournful cry.
Ghost Riders see their souls all getting down, must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Thank you. You better call.
Ghostbusters!
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I can't be.
Remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summoned up the posse and done rushed the movie. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Brady Rock got some girl I never seen in my life. That was alright though, her the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to ill bugging, called having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent. You know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street.
In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock and it stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so down hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you turned your favorite light on, but now you must die.
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke the side of my drawers and screamed so long, cuz. Got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I think that since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do, we got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends you and I will claim. You've got the body, and I've got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this scene won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad, and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell? I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call, maybe we'll hang out next week. Pat him on the shoulder, said thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm, and slapped my shirt. I laughed at first and said, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, ma'am, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, pal, there's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I started upstairs. Crashed through my door and jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers off over my head and said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, went through the covers with his claws, tried to get me. But my alarm went off and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway. Until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Oh man, I gotta call Jeff. I gotta call Jeff. Come on, man.
Jeff, just wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning. What
Jeff,
you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me. Don't fall asleep, Jeff.
Here come the men in black. They won't let
everybody, and happy Halloween. I hope you enjoyed the music for the last hour and just had a good time. So remember now, Halloween next week, put this back on. The party is going on that you can enjoy the music uninterrupted. How about that? I sure did it for 1 hour uninterrupted. So anyway, thank you for listening to the Halloween special music show, and have a happy Halloween. And everybody, be safe out there, and children, with your parents, with your parents. Okay. All right. Y'all have a good time. I love you. Enjoy yourself. And happy Halloween.
3, 3, 3.